the annual survey is done each fall, and there were really two key findings that came out of the research that we just did of 353 food-minded Iowans, the majority of whom make the food purchasing decisions for their households. And those two findings were, first, confidence and trust among food-minded Iowans in how food is grown and the farmers who grow it continues to improve. And second, the Iowa Food and Family Project is having a proven and a very positive influence on the confidence that Iowans have as we continue our efforts to better acquaint Iowans with today's farm and food system.
People might want to take a look at those results. Do you have those summarized somewhere? Or?
We do. People can find the entire results of this annual survey at iowafoodandfamily.com.
But what it shows, as I'm reading your news release here, is that you've made quite a bit of progress in the past year.
Well, we have, and it's very demonstrable in terms of the fact that it's outside the margin of error in this survey. For example, we had a 6-point increase in the percent of Iowans who say that they are very knowledgeable about how the food that they enjoy is grown. We saw an 11% increase in the respondents who believe that farmers are doing a good job of caring for their livestock. And we saw a 5% increase in people's trust that farmers are doing a good job in caring for air, soil, and water quality. And those are key takeaways as we think about, do the efforts of the Iowa Food and Family Project move people to think differently and more positively about agriculture today?
Yeah, and as we've heard many times from many people, you know, if consumers just take the time, or if we as agriculturalists take the time to explain to consumers how food is produced and why we do the things we do, that they really do understand a lot better what we're doing.
What we've tapped into and what consumers say that they are interested in is they really want to have a conversation. They're curious. They don't believe all the doom and gloom, but they have a curiosity about how food is grown today. I was able to visit with several farmers here just recently who said, you know, in terms of this overall connecting with consumers, one of them said, you know, I thought at one time that I would wait till my farm was perfect and everything was in order and that I had a true grasp of all the issues before I would do an interview or host a tour group. He said, then I realized I would never do an interview or host a tour group if I waited for everything to be perfect and for the day to be just right. He said, instead, be transparent, be authentic, start somewhere. And through the Iowa Food and Family Project, a growing number of farmers are doing just that.
Now, you've had several programs as part of this effort. So it's really a multifaceted approach, isn't it?
It's a very strategic effort. It involves nearly 40 partners. Every Iowa commodity organization is involved in the Iowa Food and Family Project. And most importantly, there are other partners that are involved that are not perhaps direct farm-related organizations, but help us reach a growing number of food-minded Iowans, like the Iowa Grocery Industry Association and like Subway, like Hy-Vee and others. And we do activities that provide people an opportunity to engage with farmers and to participate in agriculture-related activities. Our You on the Farm contest is a great example where people can register to win their own farm experience. Maybe it's people who see us at the Iowa State Fair or get involved through our Farm, Family, and Food Fair at the Iowa Summer Games. And we take a close look at those efforts because we truly believe that the closer that people can get to the farm, the more confident, the more aware they can be about how their food is grown, as well as the dedication of the people who grow it. I would also point out in the survey that those who are aware of the Iowa Food and Family Project were 13 points more likely to say that they had an overall positive image of farming. They were 10% more confident that farmers care for the well-being of their livestock, and 9% more confident than the sample at large that farmers are protecting the quality of the state's water, air, and soil quality. So, again, it demonstrates that the Iowa Food and Family Project is having a direct and positive influence on today's perceptions of agriculture.